Now back to the post-game show on the Iron Pigs Radio Network.
Let it bump, though.
9:06 in the Valley, and the Pigs fly to a 5-1 victory over the Syracuse Chiefs. This evening, the Pigs close out August with a victory, and with their win over the Chiefs tonight, the Pigs have also secured a winning road record for the 2017 season. Welcome to the post-game show, everybody. I'm Sam Hines with you here in the studio, and this is your happy recap for August the 31st, 2017. Pigs end August on a high note with a 5-1 victory over the Syracuse Chiefs. Pigs needed a win to secure that winning road record. They needed a win to get a split in the series and to at least keep pace with the Rochester Red Wings in the International League North, and they got just that thanks to the 5-1 victory and thanks to another great start from Tom Eshelman. Eshelman got his 10th win this year, started in May with the Pigs, and has been spectacular ever since. Top of the first inning, the Pigs went down 1-2-3. Bottom of the first inning, Neftali Soto would get a two-out base hit against Eshelman, but that would be all as Matt Skull would fly out to end the bottom of the first. Top of the second, Pigs would get a one-out base hit from Angelo Mora, but nothing else doing. Dylan Cousins popped up. Herlis Rodriguez grounded out to Irving Folu at second base. Bottom of the second, 1-2-3 inning for Eshelman, getting Severino to ground out to J.P. Crawford at short, striking out Adrian Sanchez and getting Michael Almanzar to pop up. Top of the third inning, Logan Moore struck out to lead off the inning, but Tom Eshelman, following from what Henderson Alvarez did yesterday, got a base hit to give the Pigs a base runner. Scott Kingery then walked, so the Pigs had runners on first and second with one out for J.P. Crawford.
Two on, one out. Here's the 0-1 to Crawford. Swung on and drilled down the right field line. That is a fair ball just inside the chalk. It's going to roll near the corner. Eshelman's around third. He's going to score. They're going to hold up Kingery at third. Crawford comes through with a big RBI double. A two-sacker for J.P. Crawford and a 1-0 Pigs lead.
J.P. Crawford with the big hit to give the Pigs a 1-0 lead in the top of the third inning. With that, the Pigs had runners on second and third and one out, but Cam Perkins grounded into a fielder's choice that went 5-2, erasing Scott Kingery trying to come home. And then after that, Andrew Pullen grounded out to second base to end the top of the third, but the Pigs had taken a 1-0 lead. Bottom of the third started out quite well for Eshelman. After getting back-to-back groundouts, Flew 3-1 and Jaron Long 5-3, Rafael Bautista would reach on an error by Angelo Mora, which allowed him to get to second base, and then Andrew Stevenson came to the plate.
He'll check second and deliver, swung on, ripped out right field. It is a base hit. Runners coming home, and the throw will not. Cousins didn't really field it cleanly, and the error allows a run, and we're tied 1-1 on a clutch RBI knock by Stevenson.
Chiefs take advantage of the error and are able to get the run right back against Eshelman and the Pigs to tie the game up at 1-1. But Eshelman would not allow anything else after that. He would get Neftali Soto to hit into a 6-4 inning-ending fielder's choice, which erased Andrew Stevenson and ended the third inning tied at 1-1. Top of the fourth inning, the Pigs went down 1-2-3. Bottom of the fourth inning, Adrian Sanchez would work a one-out base hit in the bottom of the fourth inning for Adrian Sanchez. But then Michael Almanzar would hit into a 5-4 inning-ending fielder's choice, and that was it through four, Pigs, and Chiefs were tied at 1. On to the top of the fifth inning. Top of the fifth, Logan Moore helping out his pitcher by getting a base hit to lead off the inning. Eshelman then sacked him over 3-4. Pigs had a runner in scoring position and one out. Scott Kingery, however, flew out, and Logan Moore had to go back to second base. Two out and a runner in scoring position, and a man who had already come through with a big hit, J.P. Crawford, stepped to the plate.
Pitch here, swung on, sharp ground ball through the middle. It is going to find center field. It is a base hit for Crawford. Racing from third and scoring comes Moore. J.P. Crawford, another big hit. He drills one through the middle. He's got his second hit and his second RBI, and the Pigs are back in front 2-1.
J.P. Crawford continues to be hot at the plate. A big RBI single in the fifth, and it gave the Pigs a 2-1 lead. Now, when you give Tom Eshelman a lead once, that's usually good enough. Pigs couldn't hold it the first time, but now they had given him a lead a second time, and usually that's good enough for the Pigs and for Tom Eshelman. Now, the inning would end with Cam Perkins flying out, but the Pigs would maintain their 2-1 lead. On to the bottom of the fifth inning, the inning would start with a base hit by Irving Falou. Jaron Long would sack him over to second, 1-4. Chiefs had a runner in scoring position and just one out, but Irving Falou, trying to steal third base, got thrown out. And that was a big out because Rafael Bautista, the next batter up, flew out, and that ended the bottom of the fifth inning. On to the top of the sixth. Andrew Pullen doubled to lead off the inning. Angelo Mora lined out, and Dylan Cousins struck out looking. Pigs trying not to waste a runner in scoring position to lead off the inning. Herlis Rodriguez walked, and then, with runners in first and second and two out, Logan Moore stepped to the plate, and this was the turning point of the game.
There's the pitch, and it swung on and launched out right field and deep. Back goes Stevenson to the track, to the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. Logan Moore, a three-run bomb just over the right field wall, and the Pigs go up 5-1 here in the sixth inning.
Logan Moore, a big three-run home run for the Iron Pigs in the top of the sixth inning. That made the score 5-1. After that, Eshelman would strike out swinging, but the damage had been done for the Iron Pigs in the top of the sixth. Three runs, thanks to the home run for Moore, and they had given Eshelman a four-run cushion. What did Eshelman do? 1-2-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Andrew Stevenson popped up, Neftali Soto popped up, and Matt Skull struck out swinging. That was the end of the sixth inning. On to the top of the seventh inning. In the top of the seventh inning, the Pigs went down 1-2-3 as well. Bottom of the seventh inning, Pedro Severino flew out, Adrian Sanchez struck out swinging, and Michael Almanzar lined out, and that was the end of the day for Eshelman. He went seven innings and took care of the Chiefs. Six in a row retired after the Pigs had taken a 5-1 lead. Onto the top of the eighth inning, Andrew Pullen struck out swinging. Angelo Mora then reached base on an E5 and was able to steal second base, but back-to-back caught looking at strike three for Dylan Cousins, and Herlis Rodriguez ended the top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth inning, with Casey Fien now into the game. He got Irving Falou to fly out, Chad Hoffman to ground out, 4-3, and then Rafael Bautista followed suit, hitting it out to Kingery at second to retire the side. Top of the ninth inning, Pigs got a leadoff base hit from Logan Moore. Carlos Tochi pinch hitting for Tom Eshelman, then struck out swinging, as did Scott Kingery, and J.P. Crawford flew out to end the top of the ninth. Pigs three outs away from a big victory. Pat Venditti walked to the mound. He got Andrew Stevenson swinging at strike three. He did give up a base hit to Neftali Soto. He got Matt Skull swinging at strike three, but Pedro Severino then walked. So a big batter coming to the plate in Adrian Sanchez. If he reached, it would have brought the tying run to the plate, but he also represented the final out of the game.
Right now, the pitcher swung on a ground ball, chopped to short, should end it. Fielding is Crawford, goes to second the short way, gets the force, ball game over. Pigs fly, Pigs fly, Pigs fly to a series ending 5-1 win tonight in Syracuse.
A huge victory for the Pigs as they fly to a 5-1 win over the Syracuse Chiefs. The 5-1 win for the Pigs means that they have a winning road record in the 2017 season. They split this four-game series with Syracuse, and they had defeated the Chiefs in the season series with the victory yesterday. Pigs were able to keep pace with the Rail Riders today, depending on what Rochester does in Scranton. For the Pigs, their 76th win of the year, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. For the Syracuse Chiefs, 1 run, 6 hits, and 1 error. The Piggies were 3 for 10 with runners in scoring position. They left 6 on base. The Chiefs were 1 for 2 with runners in scoring position. They left 5 on base. For the Iron Pigs, Tom Eshelman got win number 10. 7 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, no walks, 3 strikeouts. Casey Feenan inning, no numbers across his line. And Pat Venditti came on for 1 inning, gave up 1 hit, walked 1, and struck out 2. For the Syracuse Chiefs, Jaron Long got the loss, 4-6, 5 and 2/3 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, all earned, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. Phillips Valdez, an inning and a third, 1 strikeout. Neil Kotz, an inning, he struck out 3. And Wander Suero, an inning, he struck out 2. Time of the game, 2 hours and 21 minutes, in front of 5,763 at NBT Bank Stadium in Syracuse, New York. Once again, the final score this evening at NBT Bank Stadium in Syracuse, the Iron Pigs flew to a 5-1 victory over the Syracuse Chiefs, their final meeting in the 2017 season.